Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. And today, I pray that these words that I share with you will encourage your heart. Please stay tuned with me just for these few minutes that I have to give you God's word. And hopefully, I want to give you a word of encouragement today. Lord, touch hearts today. I pray for each one that's listening. You know their needs. And as they join with me and we faith touch you, meet their needs, save their souls, encourage them, heal them, lift them up, bless them, bring their children home. God, touch them in a special way, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35, after Jesus had taught the multitudes, and this is what he spoke to his disciples, he said, "Let us pass over to the other side." He said, "Let us pass over to the other side." Then the Bible says this, that Jesus went down into the hinder part of the ship, and he went to sleep, and the disciples set sail. And as he went to sleep, and they got in the middle of the lake there, or the sea, a great wind came and a great storm came, and it was so great that the disciples on board became fearful. And they went and they woke up Jesus, and they said, "Don't you care if we perish?" And Jesus got up, and he began to deal with the situation. But before I go on, I want to bring out a point here. The Bible also says in this portion of Scripture that not only was the disciples on a ship, but they had little ships with them. But nowhere in their moment of fear and trouble that they were in did they say, "Lord, don't you care if we and the other little ships perish?" It was just for me. You know, when you get in fear and you get in doubt, it's all going to be turned in on you. You're not going to so much seek for the other little ships that are with you. And I want you to know right now, you listen to me, mamas and daddies and grandma and grandpas. It just ain't you sailing in that ship. You got little ships with you. You got your little babies. You got your little grandkids. You got your kids at church watching you. You got your people on the workplace watching you. You got your neighbors watching you. You got other little ships with you today. And how you react in the storm is going to have an effect on them. If you don't know how to act in a storm, it's going to devastate them as well. People are with you and watching you, and you got to be careful how you react in the storm. Jesus got up and he rebuked the wind. That's the first thing he done. He rebuked the wind. You see, there's a lot of winds blowing in our lives that cause troubles and sorrows and heartaches. But Jesus rebuked the wind, and then he spoke peace. Told the storm, said, "Peace, be still." You know, Jesus can cause any storm to cause peace. But you know what? They forgot what Jesus told them when they got in the ship. He said, "Let us go over to the other side." He didn't say, "We're going to get middle way and we all going to drown. And I'm going to let you drown." You need to know this, that Jesus, he's the author and the finisher of your faith. What he starts, he's going to finish. God don't start things and then halfway, you know, stop. He didn't deliver them out of bondage and say, "Okay, now there's a wilderness. Do the best you can." He was with them through the whole thing. Even when they messed up, even when they got in fear, he was still with them. Same thing he was here. And he asked them a question. He said, "Where did you fear and when did you begin to doubt? Did you begin to fear when the first raindrop come, or when the waves got in your boat, or when the winds come up?" You need to deal with fear when it first dries up. You need to deal with fear in your life, or the storm will be too great for you. But it's not too great for Jesus. If Jesus, the Master, is on board of your life, you don't have to be afraid of the storm, honey. Don't you be afraid. You just sit down at the feet of Jesus and let him handle the storm. He's promised he'll never leave you and he'll never forsake you. I want to repeat that. Jesus said, "I'm never going to leave you and I'm never going to forsake you." He's in the middle of the storm right now with you. You just rest in him, knowing he's going to take care of it. Praise him and worship him and hold to his unchanging hand, because, honey, he's holding to you. God bless you today. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember, Jesus does care for you, and he is with you, and he's not going to let you drown. Call to him. He will bless you. He will lift you up, and he's going to carry us all safely to the other side, for this he has promised. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.